Good morning. Today is Friday, July 1st. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Expect partly sunny skies and a chance of thunderstorms today, with a high of 89 and a low of 71. In our top story, former News and Observer publisher Frank Daniels Jr. died Thursday. The blunt, coarse, and candidly liberal publisher was the last of his Raleigh family to hold the reins of the newspaper. Daniels served as president and publisher from 1971 to 1996. Shortly after his family sold the paper to McClatchy and ended more than a century of local ownership. During his time, the News and Observer developed into one of the most respected and influential newspapers in the country, attracting Pulitzer Prize-winning writers and editors, branching into computer-assisted reporting and rejecting the white supremacist agenda pushed by Josephus Daniels, his grandfather who bought the paper at auction in 1894. Frank Daniels Jr. was 90 years old. In politics news, the Supreme Court capped another day of big decisions by taking a North Carolina case that could lead to a major decision in the court's next term. The case is about whether state legislatures should be immune from judicial oversight in state court when it comes to setting election rules. The arguments put forth by North Carolina's Republican-led legislature come out of the gerrymandering case, but if they are successful, they could give legislatures in every state near total control over the rules of their elections, without state courts being allowed to decide if a state's elections laws are constitutional. Critics say it could be used to pass unconstitutional laws and even overturn the results of future presidential elections. In transportation news, the state budget that could pass the legislature today includes a plan to reduce North Carolina's dependence on the gas tax to pay for roads and bridges. Republican state lawmakers want to divert a growing fraction of state sales tax revenue from the state's general fund to the Department of Transportation. The idea has wide support among business groups and transportation advocates. The overall budget won initial approval Thursday in bipartisan votes, although Governor Roy Cooper hasn't said if he'll sign it. And finally, PNC Arena could be in for a major facelift and overhaul in the next few years. The arena opened in October 1999 and hosts the Carolina Hurricanes North Carolina State men's basketball games as well as concerts and other events. Plans for renovations and enhancements for the arena, in the talking stages for years, were put on hold because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But the push is back on to give PNC Arena a more modernized look and feel, and provide the kind of amenities that the paying customers, the fans, have come to expect and enjoy in today's sports venues. Officials learned what changes could be in place. The project would cost millions of dollars. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.